Okay. We're on the third to the top line on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says, Nagar HaNigrar, if a bolt is dragging on the floor, the picture book actually has an excellent picture of what exactly is going on here. That's a picture book. It's very difficult to visualize. So Nagar HaNigrar, you have something attached in the picture book, they have it attached to the doorknob. So attached to the doorknob, you have a rope. At the edge of the rope is a bolt. That bolt goes into the ground to block the door from opening. It's a way to stop the door from opening. So if you have such a contraption, and the bolt is dragging on the floor, meaning the rope is very long, and the bolt is dragging on the floor. You can move the bolt into the socket to lock the door, but it's dragging on the floor because it's very big. It's a long rope. So if you have such a contraption, null in Boba Mikdash, you can use that in the Beis HaMikdash, but Avaloba Medina, but not anywhere else. Medina means in the state, in the provinces, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because that's a problem of a bona de rabbanon. It looks like you're building. Mexi kibona. It looks like you're building because it's dragging on the ground, so it's not so recognizable that it's part of the door. Obviously, there's no problem with building with a door. You're allowed to close the door on Shabbos. You're allowed to lock a door on Shabbos. But since it's dragging on the floor, it doesn't look like it's part of the door. Therefore, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. However, in the Beis HaMikdash, a lot of the derabbanans don't apply. Therefore, it's not a problem in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Tanakama. But the Hamunach, but if you just have the bolt lying there on the floor, and it's not attached to the door, then Kan V'Kan Usser. That's going to be Usser both in the Medina and the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Rashi explains, because this bolt is just loose, it's freestanding, and when you take it and stick it into the ground, that is genuine bona. That's genuine building. It's like taking a nail and sticking it into a wall. So you're taking this bolt, you're sticking it into the ground. That's genuine bona. And Rashi points out that the only time that the orisas were waived in the Beis HaMikdash was for bringing karbanos, shechita and so on like that. But other things that were not directly related to the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash were not waived. So that's certainly not permitted. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda's more makel. He says, Hamunach, if it's laid aside flat and it's not connected to the door at all, that's mutter b'mikdash. That's mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no problem. It doesn't look like, it's not bona d'oraisa. It's not really building because there's a hole in the ground specifically made for this bolt. Therefore, I can stick it in on Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, he does agree that it's a problem of it looks like bona because it's not attached to the door. Therefore, in the provinces he won't allow it, but in the Beis HaMikdash he will. But the Hanigrar, but if it's attached to the door, even if it's dragging on the floor, then the Medina, that's going to be mutter even in the Medina. Why? Because you can tell that this is part of the door. It's part of the contraption of the door. It's basically a lock. That's all it is. So he doesn't think that just because it's dragging, people won't realize it's part of the lock, and they'll think you're doing something else. He says, no, since it's attached to the door, it's not a problem of bona. That's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says as follows. Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Nagar HaNigrar, what kind of lock that drags, a bolt that drags, Shenolin B'Mikdash, that you're allowed to use it to lock a door at the base of Mikdash, Avalob Medina? But you can't do that in anywhere else. What kind of bolt is that? Kol shekasher v'taloi, as long as it's tied and hanging. V'rosho echad magia la'aret, and one end of it reaches the ground, meaning it's not hanging. So it is hanging. So it's hanging on the ground and it's dragging on the ground. Therefore, that's the same opinion as the Tanakhama in the Mishnah. If it's dragging on the ground, you're allowed to use it in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in the Medina. Now, Rav Yehuda Omer, Zeh af b'Medina mutter. That's mutter, even in everywhere else, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. He's consistent with his opinion. He holds that once it's tied, you don't have a problem anymore of looking like bona, and therefore you can leave. Therefore, you're allowed to use it even in the rest of the country. Ela ezehu nagar shenolin b'Mikdash avalo b'Medina. According to Rav Yehuda, what kind of lock can you use only in the Beis HaMikdash? In other words, when does Rabbi Yehuda agree that there will be a problem of bona, or at least Mexica bona? So he says, Lo kosher v'lo tola. It's not tied, it's not hanging from the door at all. It's completely detached. It's just lying there on the side, and you use it to stick it to the socket. And then, v'shomto, you remove it. When you want to open the door, you remove it. U'manicho b'keret zavis, you stick it in the corner. So that is a problem. That's not a problem in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's not bona d'oraisa, according to him. Tzadei d'rabbanan, it's waived. Those d'rabbanans are waived in the Beis HaMikdash, but you can't do it in your house, because it is nefzi kabona. Fine. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda benagrar. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda by the bolt that is in the bolt that's attached, and Amar Rava, v'hu shekasher bedeles. But it has to be attached to the door itself, and it can't be attached to, Rashi says, it can't be attached to the mezuzah. It can't be attached to the posts of the door. It's got to be attached to the door itself. And Rashi also points out, and Tosfos agrees with this, that the part of the we're only paskining like Rabbi Yehuda regarding the situation where the bolt is attached. And Rabbi Yehuda said, in such a case, you're allowed to use it even in your house. However, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda if it's completely detached, and he said you're allowed to use that in the Beis HaMikdash. That far they weren't makel, that far they didn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. But if as long as it's attached, and it's attached to the door, Rashi says, not attached to the posts or the side posts, then you're allowed to use it in your house. So the Gemara says, Aini, is that true? V'ha Rabbi Tavla ikla l'machuza. Rabbi Tavla once went to Machuza. V'chaza, and he saw, lahu tahavi tali bi'ibra d'dasha. And he saw that the lock was attached to the bar of the door. Right? You can picture it. They used to have these bars that they would use as a lock. The bolt that would go through the horizontal of the door, and then they had another bolt that would go into the ground to lock the door again. And he saw that lock, that bolt, was attached to that part of the door. That's not the door. That's something attached to the door. Right? We just said, Rava said, the only time that you're allowed to use this bolt is if it's attached to the door. And now you see here that it wasn't attached to the door, it was attached to the bolt on the door. So there's not a problem. So the Gemara said, "V'lo amaluhu v'lo midi." Nobody said boo. Nobody said, "Hey, what are you doing? You're not allowed to do that." So it's not permitted. So it's a kash on Rava. So the Gemara says, "No, hahu nitel bi gudahava." No, in that case, there was a very strong rope attached to the bolt. And as we said yesterday, when you have a strong rope attached to the bolt, then you can adjust the opening and closing of the bolt with that rope. Then everybody will agree there isn't a problem with building, because it's so obvious that this is part of the door, and it's just used as a lock. So it's not a stira, it's not a problem. Okay, Havi Rab Avya, there was a story with Rab Avya, Iklul Naharda, he went to Naharda, Chazir, and he saw Lahu Gavra, there was a man, the Havi Kakatir Begami, that he tied this bolt with a reed. He was going to operate and open and close the bolt with a reed, which is not that strong. So Amari said, Dain lo natrok. That's not going to hold. There's no way that you're going to be able to pull that bolt with a reed. It's going to snap. And if it's going to snap, you're going to have to pull it out with your hand. And if you pull it out with your hand, it's completely detached, and then you have a problem of bona. Now, boy Rabzeira asked the following question. Nikmaz mahu. What if the bolt, the hole where the bolt goes is, I believe this is the case, the hole where the bolt goes is under the threshold. So it's sort of hidden. It's under the threshold. If you see in the picture book, the hole where the bolt goes in is right, there's two doors in the picture, the last second to last picture. There are two doors in that picture, and in both doors, the hole is right in front of the door. So when you stick the bolt in, the bolt's shaped like an L, so when you stick the bolt in, the door can't open, because the top part of the bolt is blocking. In the case that we're discussing now, this nikmaz, the hole is deeper into the ground. So it might be different. So the Gemara wants to know, is that different? Nikmaz mahu. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Maiti Bayale, what's his question? Lo shemile ha detanya, didn't he hear what was taught? Nishmat, if the rope rips, the rope breaks, then usser. Then it's usser to open the door. The rope we're talking about is the rope that you would use to pull the bolt out. If that ripped, then all you have is a freestanding bolt, and taking a freestanding bolt and sticking it into the ground is a problem of looks like building. So if the rope breaks, you're stuck. But nikmaz mutter. But if it's nikmaz, if the bolt is submerged a little bit into the ground, it's not a problem. Why? Because you can't see the bolt. It's not a problem of building. Rabbi Huda says, no, nikmaz, that if you submerge into the, if it's like a little deeper into the ground, afal pisha ein nishmat, even if the rope doesn't rip, usher, it's still usher. The Amr of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Benikmas. That we pass in that way. The time am I? Why Amar Abaya Mishum Debechzi Kabona? It still looks like building, and it's still a problem. I don't fully understand the actual Metzias, because if the bolt is under the in the ground, then how does it prevent the door from opening? Not exactly sure. Wait, so it sticks up into the bottom of the door. That must.
Be...
Okay. Next. Boyer b'nei Rab Nachumi bar Zechariah be'Abaya. Also lo beis yad, if the bolt has a handle, which means that it's no longer only used for a bolt, you could use it for something else. We had this yesterday. If the bolt could be used for, let's say, a mortar, you can crush stuff with it, you can crush food with it, then what's the halacha? So amalei buchna kamarta, you're asking me about a mortar? Itmar, Amar Rav Nachumi bar Ada, Asalo beis yad, mutter. If it has a handle, it's mutter. Why? We explained yesterday. Because if it has a handle, then nobody will want to take something that they can use in the kitchen and put it in a place where they can't use it anymore. So nobody's going to want to take a mortar, which is a good kli for the kitchen, and use it as a bolt for the door, then they can't use it for the kitchen because it's stuck there. So nobody will do it, so it's not a problem of looking like building. That's the bottom line. And it's okay. And now the Gemara says a slight tangent here. Hahu Sharisa. And the Gemara is gonna prove that if something can be used for a kli, if something is a kli and has purposes, it doesn't become muksa. So the Gemara says, Ahi Sharisa, there was a certain beam, Tahavi be Rabbi Pedas, that it belonged to Rabbi Pedas, Tahavi Midlu Bitle Beasara, you needed 10 people to lift it. V'shadulei adasha, and he put it up against the door. V'lo amaluhu v'lo midi. Nobody said anything. Nobody said it's a problem. Why? Because since it's a kli, it doesn't look like building. It doesn't look like you're building an extension to the door, or you're blocking none of those problems. Because since it's a kli, and even though it's very heavy, since it's a kli, it doesn't lose its shame kli, and nobody uses kalim to make them not kalim. Now, the Ritva says that if it's very heavy, then you can't move it. It becomes muksa if it's very heavy. So he says that the 10 people were not necessary to move, but that it was so large that 10 people could sit on it very comfortably. And realize that only 2 people needed to move it. It wasn't so heavy. That's what he says. But the Mechaber Paskins, the first way that I said it, in Simon Shin Ches, I believe it's Shin Ches, Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, "Kol kli, any kli, afiluhu gadol v'kavod harbe, even if it's very large or very heavy, lonis batel shem kli mimenu, doesn't lose its status as a kli. Lo b'nei gadlo, not because of its height of its largeness, lo b'nei kvodo, not because of its heaviness." And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Lo b'nei kvodo, afilu im maso shel kama b'nei adam." Even if it's so heavy that you need a lot of people to lift it. Ervin Kuf Beis. So we're discussing that against the Ritva. That's on the Mechaber Paskins, as the Mishnah Berurah explains it, that even though it's very heavy, even though it's very large, it doesn't make a difference. If it's a kli, it's a kli. Right? Once it becomes not a kli, then you have problems. But as long as it's still considered a kli, you can move it all you want. So too, the same thing with the bolt. If it's a kli, It doesn't lose its status, and it's not a problem of building, because you'll take it out of there and put it somewhere else. Then the Gemara says a very similar case. Hahi Asisa, there was a mortar, but it was very large. Dahavis Bey Mar Shmuel, that it was by the family of Mar Shmuel. Dahavi Machzekes Adriba, it was so big that it could fit hold, Rashi says, a lesach, which is a certain very large measurement. It's a big quantity. It was large. And Shari Mar Shmuel, Lemish Die Adasha. They let Shmuel use that to put up against the door, or because they said Torah's Kli Aleha. It has the Torah of a Kli, has the din of a Kli, and therefore they were allowed to move it.
So, I mean, you said the Mishnah, it's attached bolts to us, right?
Right.
So, if it is completely, if it's a Kli, though, it's completely
Exactly.
Why is that? I mean,
because you're not allowed to take one nail and stick it into the wall. That's already considered building. Right. So what's the difference where you put in that bolt? Put it into the ground. It's considered building. We heard the argument on there. Said that's not true.
Now, you're not, why is this being completely different? The fact that you
So maybe it must be when it's attached. And then you only have a Durabanan, so then for the Durabanan, it's not going to be a Durabanan. Okay, next. Shalach le Mari bar Yecheskel of Amram. Nabal on Mar, please tell us something. Mahalin Mili Ma'al Yisa, a beautiful story. Damartel on Mishmei de Rav Asi, Bekipe de Arba. Something similar to what Rav Asi said about the rings of a boat. What's that? So there's a picture of it in the art scroll. There's no picture of it in the picture book. Basically, in the olden days, they used to have a boat, and they used to have like semicircular rings that would form the top of the boat, and then they'd build a roof that way. So you have semicircular rings going from one edge of the boat to the other edge of the boat. Rashi actually says, circle. He says, circle. Right, Balaz, he says. That, so you have, it's in the third to last line. He says, alumos, you have bolt going out, pieces of wood going out. She'osin b'svina, she'noetzin ke'ein ma'agulin. They were made like a circle. She'korin circle, that they called circle. Roshu echad v'dofen zeh, shal svina v'roshu sheni v'dofen zeh. Tavik kafuf, and they were bent. Kimo ulam v'omeid kimo kipa. Look like a dome, like a dome, like a kipa. And they went from one end of the circle, one end of the boat to the other end of the boat. And you had these at different intervals throughout the boat. And then inside the boat, they would put all the stuff, and then they would eventually build a roof on that. So let's say all you have is that. All you have are the semicircular rings going from one end to the other. We're getting now to the discussion of ohel. Temporary ohel, permanent ohel. Nothing to do now with binyan or muksa, only ohel now. Right. Right, we're going to get to that in a minute. Right. So, Shalach Lehachi, this is what he sent back. Amar of Asi, Hani Kipi the Arba, these, if you have either this boat, or even any kind of similar kind of structure, a wagon or a sukkah, like this, Bizman Shiyesh Behem Tefach, if each ring is a Tefach wide, then that alone, one Tefach is big enough to serve as an Ohel. So if each ring is a Tefach wide, O Inami or, Ein behen tefach, each one's not a tefach wide, but the ein bein zelah zeh shlosha. But in between each ring is less than three tefachim. So we'll say lava to it to connect them all. So it's either or. Lamachar, then on Shabbos, nevi machatzeles, you can bring a mat or anything you want. Uporeis alehem, and you can drape that over these rings. Not a problem of ohel. My timer, why not? Most if. Al ohel arayhu. All you're doing is adding on to an ohel aray. We've had this many times. We've talked about strollers, and we talked about the sukkah. If you have an ohel aray and it's partially already there, there's no problem of adding on to it. That's why if the stroller hood is slightly open, you can open the whole thing on Shabbos. If the awning of the sukkah, the shlach, the covering of the schach is partly open, you can lower the whole thing. It's not a problem. All these cases are not a problem because being Moses on a temporary ohel is not a problem. We're going to see in a few minutes about making tents out of the blankets. I saw something last night, which we'll talk about that in a few minutes with the bed. So, and v'hu shaper dummy, it's not a problem. And now, hanu dichri da'avile l'Rav Huna, there were these rams. Rav Huna had rams. They were in the pen, and biyamama in the daytime. Ba'u tula, he needed shade. And ubalela ba'u avira, and at night he needed air. Rashi says it was very hot, so during the day they had to be protected from the sun. So he wanted the shade down. But at night it started to smell in there. This is not talking about on Shabbos, this is even during the week. It started to smell, it was very, very stuffy, it was very, very enclosed. So at night when it cooled off, he wanted to open up the shade to let air in. So during the week. So what did he do? So every day, he would lower the shade by day and open it at night. Know that on Shabbos. So also the Kabe de Rav, he came in front of Rav and said, what do I do on Shabbos? How do I make this acceptable? So Amalei, so he told him, Zil Karuch Budya, V'shayer beit tefach. Go attach the mat, but leave a tefach open. Then, l'machar, on Shabbos, pashte, you can open it. U'mosef alol arayu v'shaper dami. All you're going to be doing is adding to a temporary ohel, and that's not a problem. Leave a tefach closed or open. As long as one tefach is open, it's already partially, the ohel is already there, and all you're doing is add it. So either you can leave the whole thing closed or the whole thing open. You've got to leave a tefach. That's all. Amar Rav Mishum Rav Chia, Vilon, a curtain, Mutter Lintoso, Umutter Leporko v'Shabbos. Again, you're allowed to take it down and put it up on Shabbos, because we're talking about a case where there's already part of it's existing. You're just lowering it further or raising it further. It's not a problem because it's only temporary. Kilas Chasanim, what about a bed of Chasanim? It's a certain kind of bed, and this bed doesn't have a roof. It's a bar, and you drape a sheet over the bar. It's in the last. We're going to make a theme on the picture book today. It's in the last picture in the picture book. The last picture in the picture book shows what it looks like. It's basically a bar, and you drape the sheet over the bar, and then it came down and you tucked it in under the mattress. So that bar doesn't have a roof. It doesn't have any depth to it. It's just a bar. So that's not a roof. That case is by sukkah. You can sleep under that in a sukkah. It doesn't have a roof. Same thing. Kilas chasan, if you have such a bed, mutter leparka ulintosa b'Shabbos. You can put it up and take it down on Shabbos. Because you're not making an ohel, because it doesn't have a roof. It's just a bar. Amar of Sheshes, Breder of Edi, that lo amarin el she'ein begagga tefach. Fine, that's true as long as the roof doesn't have a tefach. If it's not a bar, if it's, let's say, a beam of a tefach wide, and now the bed is draped over this beam a tefach wide, then you have a valid roof. One tefach is the shear of a roof. If it's that, then you're going to have a problem. Aval yesh begaga tefach usser. If it's a tefach wide, you can't put up and take it down because you're making a brand new ohel. V'chi ein tefach, ein begaga tefach, and if it doesn't have a tefach, but lo amar el she'ein pachas mishlosh asamach lagag tefach, it doesn't have to have a tefach in itself. You can still have a bar up there instead of a beam. But if within the three tefachim of the roof, there will be a tefach of space, then we're going to say lavud. So if within three tefachim there is a tefach of width, then you're also going to have a problem. It's also going to be considered a roof of an ohel. And v'chi ein pachas mishlosha samach lagag tefach, if it doesn't have even if that's true, even if within the three tefachim, the top three tefachim of the bar, there is no tefach, but nami lo amaron, we also didn't say this heter that you're allowed to take it and put it down because it's only because it's not really an ohel. Ella she'ein b'shipu ha'tefach, as long as when the thing slopes down to the bottom of the bed, at the bottom you have a bar in the center going from top to bottom. To hold it up. So if there's more than a tefach of space from the center to the edges, you're also going to have a problem. Aval yesh b'shipua, if the bed slopes down tefach, if it slopes down, at least meaning, that doesn't mean it slopes down tefach, it means that from the edge of the slope to the middle of the bed is a tefach, so you really get two tefachim. You get a tefach on each side. If it's bigger than that, then shipua oholim ka oholim double. It's going to be like an ohel. Rashi says that in order to make this work, you can't go in there. It's so tiny. It has to be that the top of it doesn't slope down even one tefach for at least three tefachim, and it's not wider than two tefachim on the bottom. So who could you fit in there? Maybe a baby.
This is really tall.
What? No matter how tall it was, the bottom line is it can't be more than two tefachim wide at the bottom. So who could fit in there? It's impossible. Rashi says it's impossible to fit in there. So Rashi says, there's a picture of it in Rashi, he says that it was really a series of small canopies going across a bunch of boards. There's a picture of it in the art scroll. And then you can make it as long as you want. You can make it as wide as you want. And then it won't be a problem because within each one of those, you're going to have less than a tefach, and at the bottom it'll be less than a tefach, less than two tefachim. So you're not going to have a problem. No, it doesn't make sense. We said over here that the roof can't be more than a tefach wide. and it has to drop down at least 3 tefachim, also can't be more than a tefach wide. And then at the bottom, it can only be 2 tefachim. How could you fit into that? So Rashi says, no, we're talking about a case where each, you have a whole 10 of these. So you have 10 of them going across. So fine. At the top of each one, it's less than a tefach wide. At the bottom, it's less than 2 tefachim. But since you have 10 of them, it's nice and wide. No, no, no. You have bars going across. You have bars going across to hold up the thing on one end. On the other end, it could be open, so you can go in. So you have bars going across on one end, so you never have more than 2 tefachim between each bar. So the slope of the drape of whatever material you're using, of the sheet, doesn't even have to go all the way straight down. It never goes straight down. It's just up on top only. So it's a canopy, a bed up on top. You don't have one going down each 2 tefachim. It's just staying at the top. That's what Rashi says. You look at the picture. Those bars, the picture in Rashi, those bars are within 2 tefachim of each other, and the top roof, the jagged roof, is the sheet that spans the whole length.
How does it keep the shape on the other side?
If it keeps the shape on the other side, so maybe you have bars going across the top.
Starch,
right. Or maybe you have bars going across the top, and that shouldn't be a problem. That's what Rashi says, otherwise it's very difficult to think of a way that you can actually use this thing. Maybe just to keep a baby, I thought. That's the only thing I could think of. Okay, next. For Amr of Shisha Braid of Idi, Siana, a hat. Shari, it's mutter to go out on Shabbos. Why? What's the problem? Rashi says, the problem is you have a big brim, and if you have a big brim, you have an ohel. It's a big problem. So, va'ai v'hatanya, but it's not a problem. The Gemara says, don't worry, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, I v'hatanya, author. But another Bryce says, it's author. So Rashi says, lo kasha, that's not a problem. Had is bay tefach, had less bay tefach. It depends. Is the brim a tefach long? If it's a tefach long, it's an ohel. But if it's not a tefach long, it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Elamayata, if it's a tefach long, you're trying to tell me that sharviv beglime tefach hachinami de aser? If you put a talis over your head and it sticks out one tefach, it's aser? Can't put a talis on your head and daven? That's aser? That can't be. So el lo kasha, it's not a problem. Ha de mehadek. Ha de lo mehadek. It depends. Rashi says, the answer is, forget ohel now. We're not talking about ohel at all. We're talking about the problem of carrying on Shabbos. So if the hat is firmly on your head, if the hat's firmly on, that's what mahadik means, it means firm. If it's firmly on your head, Rashi says you tie it underneath your chin. Then it's not going to blow off. It's not going to blow off, you're not going to carry it. It's not going to be a problem. But if it's not firm, maybe we're scared it's going to blow off. And if it blows off, you're going to go carry it on Shabbos. That's the answer. Tosfos says absolutely not. That's not the problem. We're still talking about the problem of ohel. And what does mahadik and not mahadik mean? Tosfos says it means, is the brim stiff? Is it mahadik? Is it hard? If the brim is hard, then it's a problem of ohel. And if it's not hard, it's not a problem of ohel. One second. How does the so it's a machlokas? It's a big machlokas. What are we talking about? How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Shulchan Aruch paskin is a chumrah like both, which would mean, and the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Mem, Kova is Shin Simen Shin Aleph Simen. Kova a hat. Shehu nispashek l'halon mirosho tefach. If it sticks out even a tefach, asal anichal mirosho afilu b'bayis, even in the house. Nothing to do with carrying. All applies in the house too. So nothing to do with carrying, even in the house. Mishum ohel. And the next one he says, lotes b'shabes b'kova, to go out with a hat b'rosho on your head, osi l'hagin in the achama, if it's to protect you from the sun. Yesh misha osi mishum chashinin she'egvuna ruach mirosho, it's going to blow off. Vasilas le dalaramas, you have to come to carry it. But there's women's hats too. Rishos Rabim, LMK, who mahudak b'rosho, unless you make it tight. It's, or shu amok, or your head, or it's very deep in your head. Sherosha niklas tochav, ain ruach yachal afrido mirosho, it's not going to blow off because it's so deep into your head. Oh, or shu kashib ritu takas guano, you tie it underneath your chin. Then it's not going to blow off. Daha lekala mechash lamidi, we're not going to be choshesh. So he quotes both. He quotes both reasons lachmir. Can't wear it inside. And so the Mishnah Berurah says, so what do we do about hats today? How do we wear hats on Shabbos? So he says, it's not a problem. First of all, the only issue was if the brim was very stiff. If the brim is not stiff, then it's not a problem. Second of all, it only applies where the only reason you're wearing a hat is to protect you from the sun. Which most people today that wear a hat on Shabbos don't wear it for that reason. Third of all, he says it only doesn't apply if the brim slopes. And most brims do slope. Some brims don't. Some breros don't. If the Hamburgs don't, they slope up. That's worse.
No,
it
ties under your chin. And it slopes. So for based on those three reasons, it's not a problem wearing a hat, and everybody's moderate. The Mishnah Berurah does say, he says that if you're wearing it, he says that since you're wearing it to protect yourself, you're only wearing it to protect you from the elements, it's not a problem. He says, and if it blows off, you're certainly not, he says, if it blows off, we're not choshesh you're going to come to carry it, because you're wearing a yarmulke. Which is why some people, he says, lafuke stam kova sha'odam nosna al rosho, ain't lachish d'ayisi l'sui d'al, we're not scared. Devad that yoli elch b'goli rosh, you're not going to go your head uncovered. You're certainly not going to do that. De'bezeh kova mahagin ha'yil l'sosa, fine. So he says, that's why I saw some people that wear a hat are makbid, especially if there's no Erev, not to wear a yarmulke. So if it does blow off, but grab it right away, and they're not going to come to carry it, because they're not going to walk with an uncovered head. So you see sometimes in people that do that. They have a yarmulke in shul, they won't wear a yarmulke specifically for this reason.
Shouldn't that be worse?
Yeah,
standing
out the I never heard such a reason.
Well, that should be worse though.
No, because the whole reason you're wearing a hat is because you don't want to go with your head uncovered.
Off.
Then since you're wearing a yarmulke, you might carry the hat.
You're not wearing
the yarmulke. Yeah. Right, so he said. No, but we're scared you're going to carry it.
And they will carry it.
So here, if your head's uncovered. No, if it blows off, you can go get it. You can go get it. But the point is, once you have it in your hand, no. You can go get it. The point is, once you have it in your hand, you're not going to carry it because you're not going to go with the head uncovered. You're going to put it right back on. That's what he's saying. But the Mishnah Berurah does point out something. He says as follows. He says, "Umizeh." This whole discussion about ohel is nishtar beb hayom haminhag. The minhag developed she'ain mechasin roshein b'shabbes b'talis be'es hatfilah. That people would not cover their head with a talis when they're davening. Afilu alakova katan, even to put the talis over their yarmulke. Why? Because they're scared about ohel. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the ein lozeh shum tam v'reach. That has no reason. That has no rhyme or reason. That has no time. That has no reach. And he quotes in the bottom, mitzvah lechachil lechazos gam rosh beis hatfilah. Lechachil, you should cover your head. It gives you more. The Magen Avraham says you can concentrate better because you have less distraction. So it's a practical matter. So, but to come up with the chumrah about ohel, that's not a chumrah. We said if it's soft and it's sloped, it doesn't have any substance to it, that's certainly not a problem. Okay, that's all the hat discussion. Okay.
So the bottom line, you can wear some barrel.
You can. Bottom line, you can. Right. It probably can come up much more by women's.
Don't really blow off.
It probably can come up much more by women's hats, which are generally stiffer. It's the only time it really would come up. Women's hats are they're stiffer and they're usually larger. The brims are much larger. Okay. What? Right, but it's still not a problem. Okay. Next, the Mishnah says, "Machzirin sir hatachton b'mikdash." Let's say you have a box. And the box has two bolts that hold the box's door into place. One on the top and one on the bottom. So, if machzirin sir hatachton b'mikdash, if the bottom bolt fell off, then midrabanan, it's a problem of putting it back because it looks like building. But since it is in the Beis HaMikdash, and as we said before, the Rashi says that even the derabanan in the Beis HaMikdash were only if you needed it. You couldn't just do every derabanan in the Beis HaMikdash. It was only for need. So Rashi said this box must have held some spices, some lavona. So you needed it for something. You needed it for the salt. So you needed it for the Beis HaMikdash. So if the bottom bolt broke off on Shabbos, you can return it in the Beis HaMikdash. But Avalobah Medina, but not anywhere else. Why? Because it's again Mexican of Mexican binyan. V'olin kan v'kan. If the top one fell off, then nowhere can you replace it. And we're going to see the Gemara. Why not? Asur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. No. Ha'olin ha'elyon b'mikdash. If the elyon fell off in the Beis HaMikdash, you can return it because he's more makel and he holds it's not as serious. V'hatachton b'Medina. And the bottom one. You can replace in the rest of the world. So Tana Rabbanan, Tzir Deles, Tziva, Teva, Umigdal, the bolt of a box, and he calls these different kinds of boxes. So bin mikdash in the Beis HaMikdash, machzirin, you can replace it. Ba Medina, dochakin, you just have to shove it back into place. You can't replace it because it looks like building, or it's a building derabanan. Bo elyon, but the top bolt, kan v'kan lo yachzir. The top one you can never replace, according to the Tanakhama. Why not? Gezeira shemi yiska. We're scared you're going to use a hammer, since the top one's much more important than the bottom one. Because if the top one breaks off, we're scared the whole door is going to fall off. So it's much more concerned. So you might actually go get yourself a hammer and take a nail and bang it in. That's also midaraisa. That's makav patash. You're finishing the final blow of a bach. That's a much more serious problem. If you do that, you're going to be chayev chatas. Rashi says it's makav patash. But shalbur and shalbur shalduos v'shal yitzia, the door of a cave or a pit or some kind of annex. Rashi says one's in the, they're all in the ground, but some are lined, some are not lined. Either way, lo yachzir, you can't return, you can't replace any of these doors. V'yimhitzir chayev chatas, yuchayev chatas. Why are you chayev chatas? Because it's much more of a building aspect to it. It's not just a box that you don't really care, the door's half on, half off. This is much more substantial. If you replace the door, if the door breaks off, it's much more of a bigger deal to fix it. It's much more of a binyan issue. Right. No. We're talking about a door, like a side door of a box that has a top and a bottom. What?
The first one, yeah.
The first one?
Yeah. The top and the bottom?
Yeah, it's a top and a bottom.
That's not like this.
No, not like this.
No.
Okay, next. Machzir v'tiyah b'mikdash. You're allowed to replace a bandage in the Beis HaMikdash. Avalo b'medina, but not in the anywhere else. What's going on here? You have a kohen, and the kohen has a wound, and he has a bandage on the wound, and he's not allowed to do avoda with a bandage because it's a chatzitza, and as the Gemara in Zvachim says that chatzitzas by bandage by the Beis HaMikdash are much more serious than even by nida and even by going to the mikvah, even the slightest. The Gemara even raises questions. Let's say the Kohen's doing avoda, and there's a gust of wind, and it moves his shirt off his body. It's not al basaro. Even wind could be a chatzitza. That's very severe. So even a small bandage, even if it's a bandage, it's going to be a chatzitza. So the Kohen's very interested in doing the avoda. So what do we do? The Rashi says the whole problem here is that maybe we're scared that if the wound has the bandage has some kind of ointments on it. And it's a problem of smoothing the ointment. Rashi says it's not a problem of the gzeira of using medicine on Shabbos, of shchiras samamonim, because it was on from before Shabbos. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says it's a slightly different shot. So machzir metia b'mikdash, we allow the kohen to take off the bandage, and then we let him put it back on in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says why? Because we want him to do the avoda, and if we don't let him do it, he's not going to do the avoda. So he's going to lose out. It's a very big deal. So in the Beis HaMikdash we allow this. Avo lo b'medina, but not anywhere else. And in b'tchila, if you're going to put on this bandage for the first time, kan v'kan asur. Everyone agrees that tasa. Tasa all over. Why? Because you're running into the problems of an issa d'oraisa of being smoothing down. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, retia sheparsha me'agabi maka. If the bandage fell off on the wound on Shabbos, machzirin b'Shabbos, you can replace it. Rashi says, how could you replace it? So Rashi says, because a bandage falling off by itself is very unusual. How to fall off? It's bandaged on. So in the unusual case of a bandage that happened to fall off, then we're not gozer. It's not part of the gzeir, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, huchla kolamata. Now, if it fell off a little bit, if it got lowered a little bit from the actual wound, docha kolamala, you push it back into place, and lamala, if it went up a little bit from the wound, docha kolamata, you return it, you can lower it back in its place. Umagala mixas haratia umakaneach. You can expose part of the wound and wipe it off, clean it off. Piamaka v'chozer umagala mixas haratia umakaneach piamaka. You can do that. You can move the bandage, clean the wound, move the bandage, clean the wound. You didn't touch the bandage really. It's still connected. That's not a problem. For tia atz maloy kaneach, you can't remove the bandage and wipe it off that way. V'bnei shuhum mareach. It's a problem of mareach. V'mirach chayev chatos. Again, why isn't it a problem of shchikas hamamanim? Because it was there from before Shabbos. Tosfos has a question on that, but Tosfos says maybe that even the chiddush is even that they were allowed to do in the Beis HaMikdash, but
before Shabbos, but now that he's redoing it.
So we're gonna get to that in a minute. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Chista, Lo Shana Ela Shapirsha Al Gabe Kli. That's only if it fell from your hand and it fell right onto the table, or fell onto your pillow, or it fell onto the mattress. Avo Pirsha Al Gabe Karka. But if it fell off your whole body, fell onto the ground, then Divya call Asr. Everyone agrees it's Asr. Why? Because you return it. It's like you're putting a brand new bandage on. Now, Amar Mar Barabashi, Havi Kamina Kamei Abba. I was in front of Abba. Tosfos says there was a, this is the son of Ravashi, that he says I was by Abba, I was by my father, I was by Ravashi, I saw my father once. Tosfos says there was another Girsa that said it was Rava. He was by Rava. Tosfos says it can't be, because the Gemara says that Ravashi was born on the day that Rava died. So there was no way that Ravashi's son could have seen Rava. So that's why it says Abba. Naflo le Abba Abe Sadja, his wound, his bandage once fell off on the pillow. He had a bandage on, a wound on the head, it fell onto the pillow. The Kamahadale. And he returned it. Amin alei lo sabal amar lo had amar of chista machlokas shapir shal gabe kli. Don't you agree that the machlokas? Didn't you hear that the machlokas is if it fell onto a kli and we paskind that if it fell onto a kli? Rebbe Huda said it's no good. So if it fell onto the pillow, you can't return it. Avol pir shal gabe karka aser, but if it falls onto the ground, everybody agrees it's aser. For amar Shmuel halacha Rebbe Huda, halacha like Rebbe Huda that even if it falls onto the mattress, you can't return it. Amalei lo shmili. No, I didn't hear that. Klomer, that means lo shmili. I didn't hold from that. I don't hold from that. I hold that the machlokas that if it falls onto a mattress, everybody will agree that you can return it, and therefore I hold you can return it. So the Tzitz Eliezer was asked the following question. This is in Chelek Dalid Siman Tezvav Perek Yud Dalid. The question was that there was a practice in Shaarei Tzedek Hospital that they would prepare. He says they would prepare bandages with the ointment on them, and when people would come into the ER, they would be ready. He says, how could you do that? The Mishnah says, it says right here in Erev and Dafkuf Beis, that im ha'iz kvar me'erev Shabbos, v'naflo me'erev Shabbos, me'al gavya behem ba'asalach, you're not allowed to do that. Right? We said, b'tchila mikan v'kan asr. You can't put an initial wound, you can't put an initial bandage on a wound on Shabbos. First of all, you have mimareach, and second of all, you have, even if you don't have that, you have making medicine on Shabbos. Shekhet samamanim. So they asked Rav Waldenberg, they asked Tzitz Eliezer, how can they do that in Shaarei Tzedek Hospital? So he said an unbelievable cool. It's a very long tshuva. But he said, since you put on the ointment before Shabbos, it's a hecker. What? No, you're not allowed to reapply it. They put the ointment on the bandages before Shabbos, and they let them wait there. And when people came in, they would give them. They would put the bandage on. So we said that betchila, if a guy, if the kohen wounds his finger on Shabbos, you can't put the bandage on. At betchila, it's aser. Forget mimareach. You have a problem of shkikas amanim. So the tzitzit said no, it's not a problem in the hospital, because since they put it on from before Shabbos, it's a hecker. And he says more. He says the guys that need it, they weren't there before Shabbos. We don't know who they are. They come out of left field. They walk into the hospital. We didn't know about them. We didn't do it for them. Yeah. I mean, we did it for them, but we didn't know who we were doing it for. So he says, based on all that, it's not a problem. That the fact that you did it before Shabbos is enough of a hecker to get out of the gzeir of shkikas hamamonim. What? So maybe it's not mimareach, because maybe they're gonna not, maybe it won't be a mimareach problem. Maybe it's liquid. Maybe it's liquid. Yeah, so maybe that you're talking about Mimareach.
No, I'm talking about
so he says, since it's a hacker, it's not a problem. Shkikas
HaMamonim. Why is it a hacker?
Because he did it from before Shabbos. The fact that he did it before Shabbos is enough of the hacker that you're not gonna that the gzeir of Shkikas HaMamonim didn't apply. That's what it's clear.
What if
that is the
case in the
No, so you can take it off. Yeah, and then you can put it back on. Yes. As long as it's not new, yes. Right. Or any problem with showers will wave from the base of Mikdash for this reason. Right. Right. Exactly. Okay. Today's shiur was learned. Il Nishmas Chana Bas Baruch.